Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And today's episode of What's New SharePoint 2010 is going to cover sandbox solutions. Sandbox solutions are a very interesting option, especially when you consider something like a hosted SharePoint offering like Microsoft's SharePoint Online service. In the past, developing for SharePoint could be an issue because if in running in a hosted environment, you wouldn't be able to deploy these your WSP or Windows SharePoint solution projects out to the server because there was no way to do it. IT administrators would lock those features down, wouldn't allow you as an administrator to upload your package to run inside SharePoint because they were afraid that it would bring down the server. Even inside Microsoft, we've had this issue where our IT department would not allow you to deploy a SharePoint solution out onto a SharePoint server farm because they feared that bad code could bring down the server. Well, with 2010, we have SharePoint Sandbox Solutions. What Sandbox Solutions allow you to do is run in an isolated mode so that your own application cannot bring down a server. And there are some things that administrators can do, like limit how many processing points is the system we use that a application can consume in a day. Therefore, if you have a rogue application that does consume a lot of activity, a lot of processing power and things like that, it can run out of processing points and therefore be shut down for the day. So you can eliminate these long-running or you know rogue processes that just go off and do something and don't properly return or get stuck in loops and things like that. You can eliminate those features and kind of keep them from protecting your system, so to speak, or bringing down your system and protect your other applications so that they continue to run. So we're going to look at that today, and what I'd like to do is start out by showing you in SharePoint where those are configured, and then we'll go ahead and dive in and create a package and deploy it out. So here we're looking at our Contoso page, and in this, on our default install here on our Windows 7 box, if we go out into the site settings, we'll see that there is a solutions entry in the gallery now. And you see here that I have a resource quota of 300 server resources, or as I mentioned, points is how they're described in the on the configuration side. So our solutions can consume up to that amount before they are disabled. And you see that I don't have any solutions here now. So let me switch over to Visual Studio. What we're going to do here in Visual Studio is we're going to create a new project. And we are going to create a SharePoint 2010. We're going to create a empty project, and we're going to call this Sandbox Solution. This is going to be a deploy as a sandbox solution, which is the choice that we want to make. And one of the things that I would call to your attention is the Learn About Sandbox Solutions link here. This does have some great information in it, including a little bit of background about doing this, creating sandbox solutions, and why we've implemented this in 2010, but also a nice list down here about capabilities, which include the elements that you can have in a sandbox solution, as well as the elements that you cannot have that are not supported, which is probably the more interesting one, because then it does include a visual web part, which you cannot include in a sandbox solution. So inside Visual Studio, we're going to deploy as a sandbox solution, click Finish. And it's going to do a couple of things. The first thing we'll notice is if we check the properties on the solution, the project itself, sandbox solution is set to true. It's also set our site URL and a couple of other things that we would need. Now what we can do is go ahead and add something into this. So we're going to add a new item. And we are going to add a web part. And we'll just call it part one. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're just going to take the create child controls override method, and we're going to add a few things into this. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to create a new button, and we'll just call it button one. And we need to set a property on that, so we'll set the text equal to click me, and then we're going to create a handler for that button with a click event, and we'll wire that up in just a second. Then we're going to create a label, so that we have something to put on that page there. And we're going to set the labels text property to be something useful right now, which is click the button. All right. And then once we've done that, what we can do is we can add our controls. So we're just going to this.controls add. We're going to add button one. And then the same thing. And we're going to add label one. And then the last piece that we need to do here is we need to come down, go ahead here and implement what we're going to do here. And in this case, what we're going to do is we're just going to grab the control, the first control, or in this case, the second control, as a label. And then we're going to set its text equal to you clicked button. All right, so we have just a basic control here, a basic web part control that we can now package up and send out to the site. So if I right click and choose package, what will happen is it will go ahead and build the solution, and then it will go out, and if we open our product folder and we go into the bin folder, we'll see that we have a WSP file now. So now I can actually go out to my site, and on my solutions, I can go ahead and upload, browse out to this particular solution, add our WSP file, and say OK. And then it's going to ask me if I'd like to activate that right away, so I'll click Activate. So now I have the solution installed into my solutions gallery and activated. If I go back to my home page, what I can do then is go ahead and put this solution on the page. So if I just edit my page, and then I just down here do my insert and web part. We just named it the conventional web part one, so we'll go ahead and add that. And it's going to add that in for me. So now I can save my page. And we'll see here that I have web part one, and if I click the click me button, what will happen is it will refresh and say you clicked the button. So there you go. There's a quick walkthrough of creating a sandbox solution and deploying that to a server that allows for sandbox solutions. Tune in again next time, and we'll dive into yet another new feature for developers on SharePoint 2010. Thanks.